Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Time to talk to our favorite handicapper. That's Gabe Morenci. You can find him on Twitter. He's a great follow, by the way, there at Sports Rage. Also on FNTSY Radio and FNTSY Sportsnet. Gabe, how you been?
What's up?
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. Let's do this thing.
All right. Well, before we start on football and championship weekend, do you have a piece of this Ruiz-Joshua fight tomorrow?
Yeah, you know what? I think we it's a case that people are going to want to bet on the underdog again, but there's an expression in the fight game that a wise odds maker once told me, and he said, you don't want to be late for the wedding and early for the funeral.
Yeah.
And I almost get the feeling that if, you know, will lightning strike twice? I'm not so sure. I see he comes in 15 pounds heavier than he did, literally and figuratively doubling down. but I think Joshua gets it done this time.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's kind of like a Christmas Eve type weekend because, you know, multiple conference championship games beginning with, I think, could be a classic tonight in the Pac-12 with Utah and Oregon. How do you feel about this one?
You know, I'm looking forward to this football game a lot, actually. You know, the Pac-12 has been much maligned, obviously, over the last 4 or 5 years. I believe Washington are the only team to get into the playoff. And you know what? They hung with Alabama defensively. I mean, what, they lost 24-10. I think it was about 4 years ago or so. But I don't think the Pac, you know, the upper tier, listen, I think Utah can play with anybody for real. And I think the Ducks can play for anybody for real. The Ducks have problems closing games out, as we saw against the Auburn Tigers earlier in the season. We saw against Arizona State as well. You know, specifically that game against Auburn, it was right there. So all the talk about Utah being great, you know, the Ducks aren't far behind these guys, Pete. And there's so much pressure on Utah coming into tonight. You know, outside noise, national media talking about them. And I love the narrative of people that act as if like the Ducks don't care about tonight's game. Well, Utah have more to play for.
Yeah.
Listen, they both want to win this game as much as the other team wants to win the game. Is there more at stake for Utah? Yeah. That doesn't change. You think a kid on Oregon cares about the Utah Utes playoff chances? Mm. He wants to go to the Rose Bowl. I mean, we forget about this stuff. And, you know, I've spoken to a couple of college players throughout the week who have agreed with this take that, yeah, the playoffs are cute and stuff. And, you know, that's sort of what the mainstream and, you know, the casual football fan will pay attention to. But, guys, these kids and coaches line up to win their conference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. We, you know, when Bo Schembechler's speech was about winning the Big Ten,
yeah, right.
It wasn't even about winning a national championship.
Yep.
It was about winning the Big Ten and going to the Rose Bowl. And this is a speech that's been stated in Pac-12 rooms. You know, we had Yogi Roth on this morning, who's a Pac-12 analyst. And, you know, he was fortunate enough to play in 4 Rose Bowls. Hmm. And, you know, he just talked about how special it is to play in a Rose Bowl at the Big Ten versus the Pac-12. And, you know, where I'm going with this is I think the Ducks hang with these guys.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Ducks win this game outright. But to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia wins outright either. So, you know, as far as what's going to happen in the playoff, there's still a lot to be decided right now. But I'm taking the points tonight. I'm taking the points. Now, one thing as far as betting this game, too, we talked about it last week with the game with Michigan and Ohio State. You know, the Michigan fan in us wanted Michigan to win, and we sprinkled a little bit on it. But the better in us hammered the over of a football game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to simplify things, guys, but sometimes you need to simplify things. I mean, Ohio State had put up 49 points per game. The total was 50.5. Did anyone really think Michigan were going to completely shut down that offense?
No.
And where I'm going with this is people talk about Utah. Wow, they can play defensively, but they act as though they scored 9 points a game. Mm-hmm. The Utah Utes scored 30 or more points in 10 of their 12 games, guys.
Yeah.
Like, they're a complete football team. They average 36 points a game. They just happen to only give up 11 points a game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they can put points up on the board. I think the total's too low. It's supposed to start raining about an hour into the game, about 6 o'clock local time or so. That's what we're hearing from people that actually live there. You know, so you go on Google and you see, oh, it's bad weather, but it's actually sunny there right now. I spoke to someone just a couple hours ago. They said it's sunny, but it's expected to, you know, cloud up and rain throughout the game, which could be an advantage for the Utah Utes. Yeah, the Ducks practice the rain all the time. I like the Ducks plus the points and the over.
Okay. I'm way ahead of you, buddy. Already locked and loaded. I'm so glad you agree with me.
You're rolling on the money line, Pete.
It makes you feel good when Gabe's already agreeing with what you did. All right. What other? You just hinted. You think Georgia may win against LSU, which means I think you think the 7.5 or whatever it's at for LSU is too high?
You know, I can't say that I think it's too high per se, Craig, in the sense that, you know what, LSU are a freaking good football team. Mm-hmm. You know, they really are. People talk about their defense. Yeah, well, their defense gives up some yards and some points. They also did that in games where they had already hung up 40, 50 on you, right?
Yep.
You know, they have NFL talent on the defensive side of the football. So I think LSU's weakness on defense might be a little bit oversaturated and overblown a little bit right now. Mm-hmm. But with that being stated, Georgia's defense is the real deal. And Georgia will be able to move the football on LSU as well. I think this is whoever has the ball last wins type of deal as well. Hmm. You know, both teams obviously have a ton to play for. It will be anticlimactic, though, in my opinion at least. And I know SEC Nation's going to love it, but Georgia wins, LSU gets in, that's kind of anticlimactic.
Right.
Yeah, and I know, you know, you could argue, well, you can't bounce them. Yeah, people are ready to bounce Clemson pretty fast, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, long story short, we need an 18 playoff. But without being stated, I like the points in this game. I think Georgia can take this game down to the wire. We've seen Kirby Smart able to beat anybody for the most part. Nick Saban and Alabama were a problem for them. But I think the experience of playing in these type of football games will come, you know, will help Georgia a little bit. Look, LSU haven't played in an SEC championship since like 2011, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Just hard to believe.
But you know what, right? This is, okay.
Georgia's been in big games, guys.
Yeah.
You know, Georgia's been in big games. And the irony is, I don't think this Georgia team is as good as past Georgia's teams, like these last couple of years.
I agree.
But at the same point in time, it doesn't matter, Pete, right? Mm. It's almost like the Patriots. Does it matter? Or is this their best team or not? I don't know. They're 10-2.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, Georgia kind of flying under the radar here right now. I think they're a live dog, guys.
The only thing, I was so impressed with LSU, the way they blasted Texas A&M last week, giving only up 7 points, 150-7.
Yeah, I lost on the over. It was frustrating.
And the thing with Fromm, though, Fromm's completed less than 50% of his passes the last four. Plus, Lawrence Cager is out with an ankle, and George Pickens going to miss the first half. And I'm wondering if they can overcome that in the first half. I agree with you, but man, that's a tough call. But we'll see what happens.
It's a tough task, but you look at LSU. Look at Auburn, the Auburn LSU game. Georgia's defense, and the kid's lucky he's only out of half actually.
Yeah.
But Georgia's defense is NFL caliber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they'll be able to get to Joe Burrow. I think they'll be able to confuse him early. And I think this is Georgia's game plan, is to sort of keep it close, get this into the third quarter, get it into the fourth quarter. Don't let Burrow start putting on a clinic and a show. You're right, Fromm's going to have to do better. He has to play better in this spot. And I'm not his biggest backer. Now, listen, this isn't my best bet of the day. I like the game a lot better tonight. I like Oklahoma tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ohio State are going to maul Wisconsin tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But I'll be on the Georgia Bulldogs plus the points. I'll be on the over as well.
Yeah.
You know, you're indoors. It's ideal conditions. There's just too much speed on the field. There'll be a punt return here, a fumble there, return there. You know, punt return, field position swings. I don't think this game is going to stay in the 40s. And then as far as the 50s, mid-50s, this number's just bang on. And it's one thing, guys. Listen, there's more value taking UAB tomorrow against FAU. I like the Blazers as well.
Yeah.
This number here is the sharpest number of them all, guys. It's the SEC Conference Championship game. Like an NFL number. There's no value on either side. Let's just be real.
Yeah. Talk with Gabe Morenci with Sheeman and Shepherd at 99.3 ESPN.
Quickly, though, Craig.
Yeah.
I know we're going to get the NFL. Let me just throw it out here.
Yeah.
The diabolical better in me has been putting together some parlays.
Oh.
All right. So here's the listen. I'm kind of broke. It's the holidays, and man, I'm in a lot of trouble. Well, I need some money.
You were red hot on your parlays on Thanksgiving Day, so give them to me. Let's go.
Yeah. So this is a safe parlay.
Okay.
Yep.
Oklahoma to win the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ohio State to win the game.
Yep.
-199.
Yeah.
It's actually not that bad.
Okay.
Like, I'm surprised it wasn't higher when I put it together. I was like, really? All right. Mm. And look, I'm in New York. I'm standing literally and figuratively on the Hudson overlooking the city right now. And you look over at Wall Street, and I'll tell you what, you get 50% of your money back in 4 hours. You know, they'll tell you that's a good return.
Yeah. That is a good
return. Need more, but that's the safe way out. All right.
Okay.
I don't think Oklahoma's losing the game, and Ohio State definitely isn't losing the game.
All right.
At minus 199, it's not bad.
Okay.
All right. Listen, Oklahoma, I do think, are going to cover against Baylor, but it's up to 9.5 now. Oklahoma at 1-4 against the spread in the last five games. Last week was the only cover when it was barely a cover, but they did it in Stillwater. So I can get the hesitation. So, okay, let's put Oklahoma money line in here.
Yeah.
But let's play the points with Ohio State.
Okay.
That becomes plus 149.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, all right, you wake up, watch Oklahoma win the game. Boom, you're going into Saturday night just needing Ohio State to win by 16 for a plus 149 ticket. And if you want to go all out, parlay, of course, the traditional parlay, Oklahoma minus the points, Ohio State minus the points, it's in the plus 270 range or so. But I'm going to play the money line parlay big,
yeah,
and then I'm going to hit these other parlays, you know, the plus money ones. But it's the holidays, and you know what? I want to win.
That's fantastic. I must say, one of the most intriguing games in the NFL last week was your Buffalo Bills against Dallas. They came through. I think another intriguing game at home against Baltimore, who's red hot right now.
Once again, the Buffalo Bills find themselves in a favorable position. I don't want to say they're not getting any respect, because I think the mainstream media has started to respect the Buffalo Bills a little bit, but I don't understand this number, and this isn't the only number I don't understand this week. And there's a correlation between the Ravens and the 49ers both being beloved by the betting public so much. But you're not going to find a more public team than the Baltimore Ravens are right now with Lamar Jackson.
Right.
People are still sort of slow to buy into Buffalo. Yet the fact of the matter is, guys, the Buffalo Bills have the best record in the spread against the National Football League. 8-3-1 against the spread. Mm-hmm. We saw last week Baltimore lay 5.5. They won the game, but the number was a little bit too high.
Yeah.
And I think it's a similar situation. I think this is going to be a battle for them to be able to win the football game. I'm not saying they can't win the game, but I think it's going to be a freaking battle for them. And, you know, we're 24-23, 27-24. Winner of this football game probably wins by less than 6 points,
yeah,
either team. If we want to get into some numbers here, the last four times the Bills have been gotten six or more, they're 4-0 against the spread. They're 4-0-1 against the number. The last five times have been getting points. And, you know, it's tough. It was a draining game for Baltimore last week. This is a really fun game between two very, very similar teams with dynamic quarterbacks. But 6 points with a red-hot Buffalo Bill team on their home field, too much to pass, in my opinion. I think they can win the game outright.
Yeah.
I'm not guaranteeing it, calling the outright shot Babe Ruth style like I did against the Cowboys. It's going to be tough. I'm concerned about Ingram. I'm concerned about their ground game and just them pounding the rock on us and Lamar running around. But with that being stated, Josh Allen could do the same back to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, John Brown's going to be a load for them to deal with deep down the field as well. You know, this game's going to come down. Got to take the points in this game. And speaking of the point spreads, what I don't really fully understand is how Baltimore could be 5.5-point home favorites last week against the San Francisco 49ers, yet a week after this game, which is like that heavyweight fight you just talked about,
yeah,
took a hell of a lot out of them. Like, how is it that the New Orleans Saints are only 2.5-point favorites?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you telling me that the Baltimore Ravens are that much better than the Saints are?
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, it's real easy to win in the Superdome, right?
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I never question the odds makers. They're richer than I am.
Yeah.
Right? If I could, you know, I'm not in a position to troll them. But I wonder about some of these numbers that they make. And you look at the New Orleans Saints, guys, they're 17-3 straight up in the last 20 home games.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to win this game by 2.5 points. San Francisco goes to the East Coast, back to the West Coast, now in the Cajun country against a red-hot Saints team that won 9 of their last 10 games. The Saints have scored 31 or more in, like, 4 of their last 6 games. They're a juggernaut right now. San Francisco are 2-2 in their last 4 games.
Yeah,
I think reality started to catch up to them. I think the number's too low. Jump on it. Saints are going to win. I love this bet at 2.5. Awesome. One of my best bets of the week.
All right, fantastic. Gabe Morenci, have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the championship weekend, and it is always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, guys. Quick picks on the way out. Jets are horrible at home. Hottest team in football against the spread. Miami Dolphins 6-2 against the spread.
Yeah.
Give me the fish.
All righty.
Sounds good, Gabe. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Chris, like that. Give me the fish on the way out the door.
Fins up, huh, Gabe?
Wow. Fins up, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.